Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness with your hosts, Coach Seya and Dr. Chan. This is your growth and consciousness program where we discuss all things related to growing our consciousness and allowing our true selves to emerge. We invite you to call in and share with us the first Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m. so that we all can grow in consciousness.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness. I am Dr. Chan. I'm not sure what's happening here, if we are live or if we're not live. Maeve Crawford is our guest today. Maeve, are you with us?
I'm here with you.
Okay, I think we may have lost Coach Seya somewhere along the way, but that's the trick with technology. But she'll be back with us, I'm sure, hopefully very, very, very soon.
So
Maeve,
welcome her with open arms anyway.
Yes, yes, yes. So Maeve, we welcome you to the show. Of course, you're no stranger to the Growing Consciousness show. You are known as the Soulmate Catalyst. You've been on the show speaking about, you know, how to choose a partner and just the whole concept of unconditional love. So you are, we would call you a love coach, but we prefer Soulmate Catalyst. So we just want to welcome you back again to Growing Consciousness, Maeve.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's always a joy to be in your company. It really is. I love your show. I love what you're doing. I love the essence of the when you're together. Hopefully she will come back. You know, it's just such a great show, and I think it's great to be part of that, and I'm very grateful that you've asked me to come on and talk about today's topic.
Wonderful. It's always our pleasure to have you. Kotse, are you back with us? Not as yet. Okay, great. Well, let us kick off. Of course, today we're talking about, oh my gosh, twin flame relationships. For some persons, this may be the first time that they're hearing about the concept of twin flame relationships. I know the first time that I heard about the twin flame relationship was actually from you, Maeve. You had mentioned twin flame, and of course, at the time, yes, I had no idea what you were talking about. And then Coach Seya and I were having a personal conversation sometime last year, and the whole concept of twin flame relationships came up, and Coach Seya encouraged me to look up a little bit more about what it was and so on. So before anything else, Maeve, let us talk about what is a twin flame relationship for those persons who may be hearing about this for the very first time.
Okay, well, a twin flame relationship is unique. Elizabeth Clare Prophet, who, as far as I know, is no longer with us in the physical realm, discussed the twin flame relationship in terms of it being a perfect love. And she has a very beautiful, if you can find her online, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, she has a message regarding the twin flame relationship, and it really is a very powerful spiritual union. The electronic presence of each soul is the exact duplicate of the other. I mean, just thinking about the fact that we've come from one entity split into two, and then eventually we're whole, each individual part of that is whole, and then comes back together to meet in the physical realm, sometimes in the spiritual realm. So there may be, your twin flame may be in the spiritual realm and you're in the physical realm, but quite often, and more so now than ever before, twin flame unions are connecting in the physical world right here, right now. The other aspect of the twin flame union is that no one in the whole cosmos has this uniqueness with you. There is only one twin flame. That's, for me, that's the most powerful indicator that it's a twin flame union, that there is no one else like it for you. And you can meet over many, many lifetimes. And this is the thing that I find absolutely fascinating with the twin flame union. And the reason I started to explore it was because I started to feel that that was what I was experiencing in my relationship. And so I started to do some research. And the more I uncovered, the more I realized this is indeed what I've been experiencing. And Plato even talked about twin flames. And he said, and I love this, this is a quote from Plato, when one of them meets the other half, the actual half of himself, the pair are lost in an amazement of love and friendship and intimacy, and one will not be out of the other's sight even for a moment. And I love that, how that's expressing how even if you're not in the same room or the same town or the same, you're still connected. There is still this very powerful connection between the two of you, and that can't be, that can't be changed, that can't be broken. That that union is, it's so tight, it's just, it's so powerful. And so I go on to say that the twin flame is your other self. It's an expression of who you are in another body operating at the same frequency. And again, I just want to reiterate that there is only one twin flame.
Twin flame. Coach Sia, do we have you back with us?
I'm not. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we weren't hearing you earlier. We're happy to hear you now.
Welcome
back. Yes, I'm glad to be
very
back.
Very happy to
Thank
hear
you,
you
know. Yes, I heard all of what Maeve
was saying.
Just sharing, yes. And Maeve, do we all have a twin flame?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wholeheartedly believe that.
And where will we find our twin flame, and how will he or she show up? If we each have one, are we all going to, do we all meet one in you know, this lifetime? Where do we find them? Where do we look for him or her?
It's a very good question. Because the twin flame relationship is so unique, there is a lot of work that you'd need to be kind of aware of. And I started on that journey myself so that I cleared the space for my twin flame to show up into my life. There is a possibility for him or her to show up in your life in this physical lifetime. It may be in another lifetime. It may be that you've already connected and maybe in another lifetime you'll connect again. There is always going to be times when you are together in the physical realm, and there are going to be times when it's a more spiritual experience. I do believe that when you understand what a twin flame is, you understand who you really are, and you have absolute faith and belief and trust, and you do what's required, that you can attract that person into your life. And then when that person shows up, you know, because you've already done the preparation, he or she has already done the preparation, so that you both recognize each other when you are there looking at each other face to face, and you feel that energy, that there is a palpable energy between you that others can also pick up. So there is a possibility for everyone, but it depends on a lot of other elements. So this is the work that I do with singles when I do the Love Like No Other program. The work that we do with that is to help people to really get clear on what that twin flame union would look like for them, and how they can then make it a reality in this lifetime.
So, Maeve, is a twin flame the same thing as soulmate?
Excellent question. I love that question. No.
Okay.
That's the answer. There, I'm going home now.
What's the soulmate
relationship? Although it is a powerful relationship, it can manifest in many different relationships. So, for example, a soulmate relationship helps us to love ourselves fully. It's about unconditional love. And it has the perfect blend of challenge and support. And in the soulmate relationship, which could be a really good friend, somebody that you work with, who you have a strong connection with, that you support and love each other, but you also help each other to grow and develop. It can be somebody that you connect with through other ventures that you're involved in. It can be somebody in your family. The soulmate relationship can show up in all sorts of ways.
So it doesn't have to be an intimate relationship with a partner,
then? Doesn't have to be a romantic, intimate relationship with a husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever that is for you.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be that. And that's the ultimate difference between soulmates and twin flames, is that there can be many soulmates, but there is only one twin flame.
Yeah.
And what are some of the signs that you found or that you may have heard clients describe in meeting their twin flame, Maeve?
Well, I haven't actually come across anyone yet who has specifically said that they feel that they've actually met their twin flame. I have heard people say that they feel that they've met their soulmate,
and that they feel
that this is a relationship that is about spiritual growth and development. The added element to the twin flame relationship is that, as well as it being a spiritual connection, a very powerful connection with each other, there is huge scope and opportunity for growth as an individual, as a partnering, as the relationship grows and develops. But there's also a fourth entity, and that is the work that is to be done for the benefit of humankind. And that is, for me, the most powerful clue about this being a twin flame relationship, in that it's not just about getting your sexual or romantic desires met, or having all sorts of romantic notions about, you know, this is going to be an easy ride, we meet each other, we go out, we go on dates, and, you know, it's just a really lovely time. And that's great if that's what you're looking for. I'm not disputing that is what some people just want. But with this relationship, with this kind of relationship, it is really about the development of each person individually, the support that each other gives to the other, and the challenge and growth, that the potential that's available, the nurturing of the relationship as a whole entity in itself, and then from that, the work that they do to better others. So it's not just about being in a couple. It's about being here for a big reason, and the reason that you discover is through what you uncover with each other in your relationship.
Wow.
And then you begin to then share that with the world. It might be with just one person at the beginning, but there is a mission. There is that you're here for a reason, and that's why you manifest each other in the physical realm in this lifetime to do the work that you're here to do together.
Right.
I have a question going back to... Okay, go ahead.
No, you go.
Okay, so Maeve, I just wanted to go back to something you said earlier. You said your twin flame can be thought of as your other half. But oftentimes, you know, one of our consciousness goals is that we are whole in and of ourselves. How do we reconcile that? I want to be whole in and of myself. I don't want to be this needy person. I want to be, you know, this person who can go about life and function. But what does this mean, my twin flame is my other half? It's, you know, how do we reconcile this?
Absolutely. Great for asking that. The other half is a whole in itself. So it's not like there's half of you in another person.
Uh-huh.
You come from a whole.
Uh-huh.
You divide, and then you come back to each other. But in the division, each individual
still retains it
as a whole, but retains their individuality.
It's kind of like, what is that? Either mitosis or meiosis. I can't remember which one of those biological processes you retain each of your thing. I won't get into the biology, but okay. So
exactly. So there's no half and half.
So you can be a whole, a complete individual person who is not walking around needy, missing something, and incomplete, so to speak.
It's best not to be, because if that's who you are and that's what you need to to develop and work on and grow from the inside, so that you love yourself, you come to the relationship bringing everything that you can bring to that relationship, the other person mm-hmm. is going to be doing exactly the same. If you okay. come to the relationship in that space of neediness, mm-hmm. you will be attracting that into your life as well. So there's going to be that neediness element to the relationship okay. anyway, and that's going to bring in a whole other category of challenge.
Okay. And that kind of yeah. brings it to my question about, well, as I've read up on twin flame relationships, you know, it said that prior to coming together, mm-hmm. there's lots of work that's done, that's needed to be done prior to the mm-hmm. coming together. Yet still, there is this dance,
this
backing and forthing, which is, you know, I just want to hear, you know, your views on that, what you feel about that, how that works, because we've done so much work on ourselves. We've come to love and accept who we are, yet still there is more, or there seems more, because when we're now faced with this other half, literally, then it's as if it's being mirrored and more stuff comes up, you know. Yeah, so it's all interesting, and I just wondered if you could break that down a little bit for me, or give me some insight
I'll try.
Into the dance. Yes.
I'll try. But I love the question. And there is, I think, a misperception that a twin flame relationship is going to be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every single day of the year, for the rest of your life, challenge-free. And the beautiful dance that occurs in this wonderful relationship is one of unity, harmony, and incredibly deep intimacy. However, it does get to a level where a certain depth of understanding, love, and awareness needs to occur. And this is what I've been experiencing, and this is what I've understood the dance of this beautiful relationship to be, is that there is this peaceful growth that takes place, and then there is this situation that might occur to challenge each individual or one of the individuals, and then there is a space in that challenge, in that situation, to help each other, to support each other's spiritual growth, deepen the sense of connection, deepen the sense of love, and the growth of the individual, the couple, the relationship, and then also the wisdom that they can then do the work that they're here to do.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so in all of that, there is this transformation that ultimately occurs with this depth of, you know, an additional deepening of love. And so it's continuing to grow for both people, for the couple, for the relationship, and ultimately for the planet. And so that, for me, is where the challenge is, when you're aware that that's what the challenge is bringing you, you can manage it. You can accept it. You can embrace it, even, and say, "Oh, here we go again. Here's another opportunity to really grow, really, really grow, and learn, and support, and nurture, and nourish." You know, when you think about how you know, how trees grow, some of the soil gets broken as trees grow, and things. You know, think. When nature does stuff, it turns things up. It shoves stuff out of the ocean onto the beach. You know, it there's always this, like, it's almost like a purging, and then there's this calm after that, where that love really is just it's like a tangible thing. You can just really feel it and see it, and it's just remarkable. So I love how you call it a dance, and also that in each of our relationships we are mirroring each other and reflecting back the parts of ourselves that we don't necessarily wish to see, or we might not even be aware of. And that's what I love about being in relationship, is that you get the opportunity to not just heal those parts, but actually really look at them in a loving space, so that you can, and you can do that for your partner as well. You know, they're doing it for you, you're doing it for them, you're doing it for each other. And so you're reflecting back. Sometimes it's things that you might go, but I didn't say that, that's not what I do. But if you're open and willing, and in the twin flame relationship, there is that willingness to grow and look at those parts and really dig deep and actually identify them and do the work that's required, there is this continual unraveling of who these amazing people are in this relationship that is constantly evolving. It's just beautiful. It really is beautiful. Very powerful.
So, Maeve, going back to Saya's question about the dance, even before you get to the relationship itself, where you're involved with this person who is your twin flame, there is often, from, you know, my reading, there's often a dance that goes on even before that too. And what I've seen is that sometimes one of these persons will literally run. When they, you know, I don't know if they recognize or they don't recognize, maybe you can comment on that, but what do you do if you think you've recognized your twin flame and they're running? Or what if you are the one who thinks you've recognized, you know, or maybe you don't even describe it as twin flame, but there's something different about this person, there's something there with this connection or so on, and you decide, you know, it's a little scary and you run. What if you are the runner, or what if you're the one watching the running?
Wow.
What do you do in that situation?
Wow, you take time. Take time, because there's no sense rushing. If this is a twin flame relationship, it will connect. You will connect either in this lifetime or in other lifetimes or spiritually. So I would encourage, if you feel that you're in that situation and you're beginning that dance with somebody, you're beginning to get to know them, slow it down, check in with yourself, get some coaching, and also really ask yourself, what does a twin flame relationship look and feel like for me? And if you don't know the answer to those questions, that's where I really do encourage you to get some support with that. If you are connecting with somebody who is your twin flame, this is a really important relationship. So this is something that you want to really take your time to reflect on, connect with, ask yourself the questions, meditate on, pray about it. And allow the space between you, because the space between you is also important. You know, that there's this another misconception about, you know, when you're away from somebody, that you're out of sight, out of mind, and I don't agree with that at all. I believe that when there is that space between you, that also is a place that helps the relationship to grow, if it's meant to be. So taking time, praying about it, meditating, getting some coaching, reading like you've been doing about twin flame relationship, looking at the qualities that are actually there for you and matching it up with the information that you're reading, and you know, do your research.
Yeah.
And enjoy the dance.
Yes, enjoy the dance. Scary as
enjoy
it
the
may
dance.
Be.
Yeah.
The most blissful and the most scary relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're being vulnerable. You're allowing yourself to be in a place where you're really truly showing up for who you really are.
Yeah.
You know, and who you really are is a powerful divine being.
Yes.
And when you step into that space and the other person steps into that space with you, you then have this incredible power between you that you can really just, you can transform all sorts of things in your life.
Yes.
I think we have a caller, Coach Sia. Let's see if we can get the person on to ask the question to Coach Sia. Welcome to Growing Consciousness. You had a question or a comment for me.
Greetings, greetings, ladies. Good. How are you?
Greetings. Fine, thanks. How are you?
Yes, this is one of my favorite subjects, and this is just, I just ran into it, not by accident. Seemed like by design.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to have these visions, and they were so real. I've always wanted to know about soulmate, and I didn't recognize anything about a twin soul until I met my husband.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to literally take the title of husband off of him so I can actually see who he is.
Mm.
And this is the first time I'll be 50 this year, but this is the first time I've ever experienced this level of what they call love without the name.
Mm-hmm.
If I put the name love on it, it was something else. I limit the knowing of what this love was. So I had to remove the name of that. And it took me into a dream that tied the past, present, and future all at one time. And my husband, at that time, when I took the name off, he was a catalyst of this love that was already in me. And this is when I met my inner twin flame. The masculine and the energy, female of me, when they became one, I actually saw the picture. And it took me up in a spiral up into like a, I want to say a heavenly realm, but it took me up and I was twirling around and I saw the DNA strands on the other side of it. And it, they began to kiss. And when they kissed, when the female and masculine energy, they kissed, they put their whole bodies together, I could actually feel the oneness. There was no separation. It wasn't even male and female anymore. It was just one entity, and I don't know what that was. You can't split it apart. It's just this one. And it can go on. It goes on and on and on, but I know we don't have that much time. But then that's when I realized that I am my twin soul flame. I am there's a completion inside of me, but the humanity part of me wants to keep it separated, and it thinks that it needs to go outside of myself in order to find this other individual. Someone said earlier on the show about how you have to feel complete from within, and the other person has, that is the ultimate truth, the ultimate truth, because you're right, you cannot have two separate wholes. You have to have a whole being and a whole being, but they're already complete within themselves. And that doesn't do anything, began to be another whole being. That is so, 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 so important and so true. So I am so, just so engulfed in this conversation. I've always thought that my husband, for the conversation of identifying who he is, my husband, I used to always wanted to know who he was in relevance to me. We have so many synchronicities to where it's even greater than
1 minute left. I'm so sorry to cut
you. No, that's fine. I'm going to go back and listen to this because this is just awesome.
We have
Thank
1 minute
ladies,
left.
So much. Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing. Oh, that was beautiful. I wanted it to go on.
yes.
You should have
her on
here.
And we have other callers
that we unfortunately can't take. Part two, Maeve. We'll have to come back.
Yes, so we apologize to those callers that we couldn't take.
Absolutely. Maeve, how can our listeners find you?
My website is maevecrawford.com. Just go there and have a read and see what resonates with you. I'm on Facebook and I post every now and then on Soulmate Attraction. I'm in the process of creating a new Facebook page, so and that will be to do with twin flames. So that will be shown on the website at some point. But there are links on my website to where I can be found on social media, MaeveCawford.com.
Thank you so much once again, Maeve. And
yes,
I'm
very
really looking
so
forward
lovely
to
be
to
with you,
you
again.
Always a pleasure. Dr.
Indeed.
Chan, thanks again. Listeners,
yes. Thank
thanks for
too.
Tuning in. And
yes.
We'll hear you first Wednesday of next month, same time,
yes.
Same place for Growing Consciousness.
Thanks for joining Coach Saya and Dr. Chan today on Growing Consciousness. Join us the first Wednesday of next month for another insightful and informative discussion. Stay tuned and keep growing in consciousness.